KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. California Governor Gavin Newsom loses his bid to regain control of the state's National Guard troops. They were deployed by President Trump to quell the Los Angeles riots. And now a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority in federalizing the Guard. It was a unanimous opinion. The president has set a deadline for a decision on U.S. military action against Iran. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt with a presidential statement.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
In Jerusalem, the BBC's Dan Johnson says Iran and Israel continue trading blows.
About 60 Israeli jets were in action over Iran last night, hitting targets in the capital, Tehran, and also other sites linked to the Iranian nuclear program. And Israel has continued to try to take out the Iranian missile sites that have been a threat to Israel. But we've also seen more missiles fired at Israel this morning, a barrage that came towards Beersheba in the south of Israel, and at least one missile having got through there and having struck buildings on a technology park very close to the hospital that was hit yesterday.
The official arrival of summer later today will usher in a major heat wave across a large part of the country. Dangerously high temperatures expected to settle in this weekend from the Midwest to the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and up into the Northeast. The L.A. Dodgers organization says it asked federal immigration agents to leave the Dodger Stadium grounds after they sought permission to use a parking lot. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 107 points. This is SRN News. A comparison of Christians and Muslims in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that followers of the two faiths are roughly equal in their commitment. 86% of self-identified Christians say religion is important in their life, and 86% of American Muslims say the same. 37% of Christians attend worship services once a week, compared to 39% of Muslims. However, the Christians are a much larger group, about 70% of the total population versus just 1% for Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua continues to attract attention for religious persecution. Scores of Catholic and Protestant leaders have wound up in prison for questioning President Daniel Ortega's dictatorial rule. CSW, a British-based group that advocates for religious freedom, documented more than 200 cases affecting Nicaraguans in 2024. Tensions between Ortega and Nicaraguan faith leaders began back in 2018. This is SRN News. A costly setback for Google in Europe.
It revolves around the company's attempt to overturn a multi-billion-dollar European Union antitrust penalty involving Android. That after a court's legal advisor sided with regulators. The European Court of Justice Advocate General recommending in a preliminary opinion that Google's appeal against the fine of $4.7 billion should be dismissed. The case dates back to 2018 when the EU's Executive Commission slapped Google with the fine. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities in southern Mexico are still assessing damage and watching rising rivers as rain from the remnants of Hurricane Eric swamps the region. There are landslides along with blocked highways, down power lines, and some flooding. At least one death has been confirmed. One-year-old boy drowned in a swollen river. More details at srnnews.com.